Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GPT Healthcare Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by MUFG Intime. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sejal Mehta from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Welcome to Q3 and 9-month FY26 earnings call of GPT Healthcare Limited. Today, on this call, we have with us Mr. Atul Tandria, Group CFO, Mr. Anurag Tandria, Executive Director, and Mrs. Kirti Tandria, CFO. Before we proceed the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. A detailed disclaimer has been given in the company's investor presentation, which is uploaded on stock exchange. Now, I would like to hand over the conference to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for GPT Healthcare Limited's Q3 and 9-month fiscal ending FY26 earnings call. Let me begin with a brief overview of the industry outlook. India's healthcare sector is at a decisive inflection point, offering a strong runway for scaled, quality-led growth, with the industry's estimated value at $638 billion in 2025, along with a healthy expected CAGR growth of 17.5%-22.5%, driven by favorable demographics, rising health awareness, a growing burden of chronic and lifestyle diseases, and improved access to organized care beyond tier-one cities into urban and semi-urban markets. India has developed a strong healthcare infrastructure with almost 780 medical colleges and close to 14 lakh doctors, and with the continued government focus, the same is expected to further improve going forward. In the Budget 2026, Honorable Finance Minister has allocated almost 1.6 lakh crore health budget, which is a 9% increase from current financial year. Demand catalysts are firmly in place, with medical tourism rebounding in India, supported by superior outcomes, international accreditations, and cost competitiveness. While the public platforms are expanding affordability and access through Ayushman cards, a rapidly scaling digital backbone of Aadhaar IDs, and  33,000-plus empaneled hospitals strengthening tertiary care reach. Our network of hospitals is very well positioned to favorably gain from the above, with our focused neighborhood tertiary care network of affordable healthcare facilities. Now, let us talk about the business highlights and financial highlights. Starting with our overall financial performance for 9 months ending FY26, EBITDA for the period stood at 65.1 crore, with a margin of 18.58%, reflecting a stable operating performance and continued focus on cost discipline. Profit after tax was rupees 27.6 crores, translating into a PAT margin of 7.89%. Revenue from operations came in at 350.5 crores, registering a healthy year-on-year growth of 12.12% and a 16.81% growth compared to the same quarter last year. These have been driven by improving occupancies, better case mix, and higher throughput across hospitals. On the operational front, the average revenue per occupied bed for 9 months FY26 stood at ₹38,797, supported by a focus on specialized procedures and mid-to-premium payer mix. Overall bed occupancy improved to 55%, excluding the newly commissioned Raipur facility, reflecting steady ramp-up across hospitals and continued traction in mature facilities. Including the Raipur facility, the occupancy was 45%. The overall average length of stay improved to 3.48 compared to 3.54 the previous fiscal. Approximately 90% of our business continues to come from cash and insurance patients, reflecting the strength of our tertiary care model. Coming to the hospital-wise performance, the Salt Lake Hospital continued to deliver strong performance during the quarter, the hospital witnessed an improvement in occupancy levels from 58% to 63% during the 9 months period. This was supported by a sustained increase in ARPOB alongside a favorable case mix. A key highlight remains the robot-enabled surgical program with approximately 750-plus number of procedures undertaken till date. With a growing number of complex and minimally invasive procedures being performed, the Salt Lake Hospital retains its position as a high-end surgical center. The Agartala Hospital, with a capacity of 205 beds, is the only corporate tertiary care hospital in the state of Tripura, playing a critical role in addressing advanced healthcare needs in the region. During the period, the hospital witnessed an occupancy growth from 47 to 52% and an ARPOB growth of almost 9% YOY. With the start of comprehensive oncology services in this hospital, we expect to increase our scope of services to the people of Tripura and Eastern Bangladesh. The Damdam Hospital recorded a marginal increase in occupancy levels. However, the occupancy rate remained north of 65% and well supported by stable demand from its densely populated catchment area. The ARPOB increased from 40,880 to 42,396 during the period. We are happy to report the starting of the Department of Cardiac and Thoracic Surgery in this hospital, in line with our commitment to increase the number of operative departments. The Howrah Hospital, located in close proximity to densely populated Howrah Station area, is one of its kind facility in the 5 km radius. This hospital has reported an improved occupancy and ARPOB during the quarter, in line with the other facilities, driven by increasing patient volumes and expanding clinical offerings. The hospital is successfully managing and growing its robotic knee replacement surgery segment, which has been well received and is expected to contribute meaningfully to the revenue growth and case mix going forward. ILS Hospital Raipur continued its ramp-up trajectory during the quarter. The hospital has expanded its clinical capabilities with the initiation of advanced treatment and surgical procedures, and we are pleased to share that the facility is on track to achieve EBITDA break-even in the next 6 to 8 months, well within the targeted time frame. This milestone reflects improving occupancies, growing acceptance in new geography, and disciplined execution. The Raipur facility is equipped with some of the most advanced equipment and has facilities for chemotherapy and oncology surgeries and fully operational. The Jamshedpur Hospital, which is upcoming, remains firmly on track following the signing of the MOU. The project work on the planned 150-bed facility is progressing as per schedule, and we continue to work towards commissioning it within the guided timeline. This hospital will further strengthen our presence in the underserved regions, supporting our long-term growth strategy. During the quarter, we continue to invest in technology-led delivery, care delivery, including robotic surgeries, advanced diagnostics, and specialized surgery procedures across hospitals. Our focus remains on enhancing clinical outcomes through modern medical infrastructure, skilled clinicians, and patient-centric processes. As we move forward, we remain committed to our vision of building a 1,000-bedded hospital chain targeted by 2027, expanding access to quality tertiary healthcare, and strengthening our presence across Eastern India. This strategy is anchored in scalable growth, clinical excellence, and disciplined financial execution, and continues to guide our long-term direction. Thank you for your attention. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and would now request the moderator to open the floor for questions. I look forward to addressing your queries regarding our performance and future outlook. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Sucrit Dipatil from Eyesight Fintrade. Please go ahead.
Good morning to the team. My name is Sucrit Patil. I have two questions. My first question is, looking at GPT Healthcare Core OTC and prescription brand, how does management decide where to increase focus and where to stay cautious as market conditions evolve? As you track the business through the year, what changes in consumer demand, doctor engagement, or distribution productivity typically signal the need to adjust these settings? Just want to understand your view on this. Thank you. That's my first question. I'll ask the second question after this.
So we constantly track the productivity across our clinical specialties. There is a constant metrics which includes the length of stay, the RPOP of a particular department, the number of patients. These are metrics which are strongly tracked by the management team, and accordingly we add the number of doctors available or the productivity increase, we monitor the same throughout the year. With this in mind, for example, we started cardiac surgeries in the Dumdum Hospital this financial year in the past 2 months, and we've already seen productivity numbers of almost 15 surgeries in the past 1 month. So these are metrics which are constantly monitored to end up giving us feedback as to what departments can end up starting in which hospital.
Thank you. A similar question to Mr. Atul. Beyond the margins discussed, what are the key internal indicators you track closely, such as trade spend, channel mix, or working capital trends, to assess whether profitability and cash flow are progressing as expected before these trends reflect on your on the balance sheet?
So we do track things like ROE and ROCE as well. Also, we do track cash to EBITDA conversion, because we feel that that is a very important metric to track. This also enables us to check our debtor levels, trade payables, etc. So all this is something, channel financing and all that we don't do as such. So we track ROE, ROC, cash flow to EBITDA conversion, and debtor levels. Those are three or four metrics we do track in terms of the balance sheet.
Thank you, and best of luck for the next quarter.
Thank you.
A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to two per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my questions. And my question relates to Raipur and Dumdum Hospital. So Raipur, can you specify how much is the EBITDA loss in this quarter?
So the Raipur EBITDA loss is around 2.5 crores in this quarter.
Okay.
And this has considerably reduced from the previous quarter.
What was it, sir?
We are expecting it to go further down in the next few months. Overall, the EBITDA loss is around 10 crores, of which around 2 crores has been in the previous quarter, and the previous HOI had 8 crores.
Okay. And you expect it to break even in another 2 to 3 quarters?
We expect it to break even, yes, in the next 6 months on a monthly basis.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And sir, second question relate to Dumdum. Here if I see your deck, the utilization has come down in this. Apart from this, other hospital has done comparatively well, and the revenue growth is double digit in most of the hospital, but this is lagging. So any indication why it is so, and how you expect it to improve, and what is the AOL in this particular hospital?
So for the Dumdum Hospital, we have been in the middle of a restructuring exercise in this hospital. If you see, the number of inpatients have increased significantly. The same period last year, we had 8,300 patients, and in this period, we have almost 9,000 patients, which is a significant increase of almost 8% in that hospital. This is coming from reduction in dependency on a few departments and activating other departments in this hospital. As I told you, we've recently activated cardiothoracic surgery in this hospital as well, where we've already done 15 successful surgeries. We are also activating advanced cardiology procedures and advanced urology procedures in this hospital as well. So there has been a constant shift and a dedicated focus towards reducing dependence on certain departments in this hospital and activating newer departments. At the same time, we've been able to reduce the throughput in this hospital also. Our average length of stay has gone down from 4.5 to 4.3 in this hospital. So which is an indication that the strategy which we are planning is working out in this hospital.
So this average stay in Dumdum, where you would like to see means in another next 2-3 quarters?
Ideally, this should be stable at around the 4 figure, considering the complex treatments which go on in this hospital. An average length of stay would be of 4 would be very, very good in this hospital.
And then when we can start getting double-digit growth maybe next year?
Next year, we expect this hospital to start giving double-digit growth again. We are already on track, and we are seeing the traction happen even in the Q3 and Q4.
Okay. And sir, other hospital like Havda, Agartala, and your Salt Lake all have grown in double-digit year-on-year. So this trend we can expect to continue even in the coming period?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Fund Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on the revenue growth. First question is regarding the other expenses. I'm assuming this is increased because of the Raipur commissioning, but when can we expect the other expenses as a percentage of sales to go back to 40% from this 45% that we have right now?
So, yes, you're right. The other expenses have primarily increased on account of the commissioning of the Raipur hospital, where a lot of it has gone into promotional expenses for the hospital. We expect that in the next 6 months to 8 months, it will come, the ratio should significantly come down.
All right. And any issues you are facing in Agartala because of the Bangladesh issue?
So, we have been able to get past that. We have increased our footprint in Tripura itself. Bangladesh, we have the number of patients is still not back to what it used to be. So we've redirected our marketing and productivity efforts in Tripura and North Tripura, which is giving us results. And with the addition of comprehensive oncology care in our Agartala hospital, we are seeing significant traction where productivity has gone up almost 10% there.
Okay. And with respect to Raipur, I think you've already commented on the break-even part. But just since it's a new hospital, 6 months into it, what kind of environment are we seeing there with respect to inpatient and outpatient footfalls and tie-up with doctor and surgeon consultants?
So we are doing very well in the Raipur hospital. We've already, we are on target with regards to our financial year estimates. In fact, in that hospital, in just under 6 months, we've already started doing renal transplants. We are about to start doing liver transplant in the hospital. We have a very good and dedicated team of clinicians, which is well supported by the technology that we have there. And we are seeing good productivity and traction in this hospital.
Got it. And lastly, how is Q4 shaping up? If you can comment on that.
Q4 is as per our estimates at this point.
All right. I'll get back to the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Siddhant Kanodia from Tusk Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So my first question is regarding the Raipur. You mentioned that the EBITDA loss for this quarter was 2.5. So what will be the 9 months EBITDA loss? And are we expecting any EBITDA loss in Q4 as well?
So 9 months EBITDA loss is around 10 crores for Raipur. Yes, we do expect another 1.5 to 2 crores of EBITDA loss in Q4.
Okay, so full year we are expecting 12 CR. And so this number, in next year, this will be a break even or can we expect some EBITDA positive?
We hope to break even on a monthly basis in the next 6 months. So hopefully in the entire full financial year, we should be just about EBITDA positive.
Okay. And so my last question is regarding Jamshedpur. So next year, what sort of EBITDA loss are we expecting from that unit? And if we remove the Raipur facility, the 9 month sales growth for the old center has been close to 7%. So going forward, should we take this as a base case or are we looking to improve it?
So the Jamshedpur facility is expected to be commissioned around Q4 of FY27. We expect losses of around 3 to 4 crores for that during the period. In terms of the growth in the current 9 months or quarter on quarter, we've seen almost a 10% or 11% growth from the existing four hospitals and a 7.5% growth from the Raipur hospital. We expect this traction to continue going forward as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict your questions to 2 per participant. For more questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Richa Chaudhary from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, hi, morning, sir. I just had a couple of questions. So one on the RSS, Salt Lake Hospital. So we had previously seen that the occupancy was roughly around 70% and plus, but it has currently dropped to roughly around 60%. So how do we see that increase and back to 70+ levels? And similarly for the Dumdum Hospital also. And the second question is that right now we are roughly at around 700 beds, and we are adding 150 beds Jamshedpur by Q4 of FY 2027. But in the presentation, we have mentioned that we will reach 1,000-bed hospital by FY 2027. So how do we see that happening?
So with regards to Salt Lake, a key reason for the decrease in overall occupancy levels is the throughput having increased. If you look at it from a patient number perspective, our patient numbers are same, if not growing. The reason bed occupancy has fallen is because the average length of stay has come down significantly from almost 3.3 to 2.7, 2.8. This is making more beds available, which we are moving towards filling up and increasing productivity, which has already started happening in this financial year itself. The same applies to Dumdum as well. Dumdum, there has been a significant reduction in the length of stay from almost 5 to 4.4 in the current quarter. There is a strong focus on that hospital to restructure the number of departments and the type of departments we have there to focus on high ARPOB, low stay departments. This has already commenced with the starting of cardiac surgeries in Dumdum, and there are more departments to be added in the flow. I'm sorry, what was the next question?
So we are currently at around 700 beds right now, and we are adding Jamshedpur Q4. So that gap of reaching 1,000 beds by 2027,
so we are actively pursuing and evaluating opportunities which come to us. It is about a matter of time as to what ends up being the right fit for the expansion process.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vidisha from PR Kothari Sons. Please go ahead.
I'm
sorry, you're not audible. You're not audible.
Ma'am, we are unable to hear you.
Hello. Yeah, so the only reason for Dumdum Hospital occupancy going down is due to decrease in average length of stay, or is there any other demand issue also?
So it is a combination of reduction in average length of stay, and as well as our focus on restructuring the number of departments and type of departments we have there. We are working strategically to reduce dependence on a couple of departments, because of which we have been activating newer high ARPOB, low length of stay departments, which is causing this change to happen. We are well into the strategic change for almost 9 months, and we are seeing results of that starting to come in now.
Okay, and any guidance on the revenue or the average revenue per bed?
So the average revenue per operating bed at Dumdum is at around the 42,000 mark, which has increased from 40,000 from the previous quarter.
Yeah, sir, I mean on the overall slide.
We request you to return the question for the follow-up question.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. The next question comes from the line of Arpit Tapadia from IG. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is regarding the occupancy rate. So how do the company see the occupancy rate in next, let's say, medium term, let's say 2 years?
So we see the ideal occupancy rate should be at around the 70 to 75% mark, depending on the size of the hospital. Most of our mature assets of Dumdum and Salt Lake are around that mark. We expect the assets of Agartala and Howrah to move around that mark in the next 1 year. Raipur being a new asset, we expect that it will be moving towards a 70% occupancy in close to the next 3 years.
Okay, and what is the company's strategy to increase the occupancy rate?
We have been working across all hospitals on different departments. As I said, we've started oncology in the Agartala Hospital, which is a comprehensive oncology care. That itself has started giving us a lot of traction. In the Salt Lake Hospital, we have been focusing a lot on gastroenterology, and now with that, we'll be starting GI surgeries as well. At Damdam, we've added short stay, high RPOP departments like cardiac surgeries, urology, interventional cardiology. So like this, across all hospitals, there is a lot of department focus, which is starting to pay out dividends to us now.
Got it. And since having said that, we are going towards 1,000 bedded capacity, so the next 300 odd beds would be a greenfield, or are you looking for some M&A?
So we've already, towards the next 300 beds, we've already announced these our Jamshedpur hospital, which should be starting within 1 year. That will be around 150 beds. Apart from that, we are looking out for options in the eastern part of the country. They may be brownfield or greenfield in nature.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Avinash Bala from Samay India Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions. The first question is on the existing hospital where you had mentioned earlier that both Agartala and Aura will move to the 70% occupancy mark in 1 year.
Yes, we are seeing significant traction for it to culminate in the next 1 to 1.5 years. We have started quite a few departments, as we said. We started the oncology services in Agartala. We started cardiac surgery in Agartala. In Howrah, we started robotic orthopedic surgeries. And we've recently commissioned neurosurgeries as well. So there are quite a few departments which have been added in these hospitals for us to transition to that area.
Because Aura has been at 40%, it's almost like doubling the occupancy. Just one other kind of thing.
So Howrah, we, as I said, there has been a lot of work going on in that region. We've changed the clinical mix, we've changed the departmental mix, and that is starting to give us the results now.
And the second question is, has the capex for the Jamshedpur been completely spent?
No, the Jamshedpur capex is about to start. Right now, the scope of work is to the developer, post which our capex is going to start.
Okay, so the 75 crores which the company has earmarked has not been spent?
No, it has not been spent till now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ruchita from CJW Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. A very good morning. So my question was mainly regarding the occupancy rates only. So if you could just reiterate again, in Agartala, what is our, in each of the hospitals basically, what is our target occupancy that we are looking at?
See, the ideal occupancy is around the 70% mark across assets, plus minus 5% depending on the size of assets. For Agartala, we ideally expect the hospital to move to the 70% occupancy mark soon. For that, we've started quite a few departments and are focusing on percolating those departments across the entire state of Tripura as well as eastern Bangladesh.
Okay, because it's been at around 40-45% since the last 5 years.
It was at around the 40% mark. It has already moved to the 51-52% mark, and we're seeing significant traction for it to go further up.
Okay, and the RPOP there, what is the expectation?
The RPOP in Agartala is at around the 37,000 mark. While our network RPOP is around 39,000, we expect it to move towards the network RPOP or be around at a slight discount to the network RPOP, considering its locational disadvantages.
This is considering by FY30, or is this very near term that you're talking about?
Sorry, it was not audible. The question was not audible.
Yeah, I'm saying that are you expecting this by FY30, like in the next 4-5 years, or are you expecting this immediately in the medium term, let's say by FY20 or something?
We are already at the 37,000 mark at an RPOB level, and our network RPOB is at the 39,600. We expect regular inflationary growth to happen to this.
Okay. And what about Damdam Hospital? What is the kind of occupancy you expect there?
Damdam is at almost the 65-66% mark. And as I said, there have been significant changes in the departments there also. We are hopeful that it should be moving towards the optimal occupancy sooner.
At the 70% mark.
Correct.
Okay, and Howrah also, because Howrah is also at around 40-45%.
As I said previously also, we have already activated quite a few new departments in Howrah, including interventional cardiology, robotic surgery, and orthopedics, and it has started giving us traction. The occupancy has moved up by almost 5 percentage points in the past 6 months, and we expect it to go up further as we are further strengthening these departments.
But this 70% mark, by which year do we expect?
Ms. Ruchita, we request you to
It's just a follow-up.
We should be reaching the 70% in the next 1.5 years.
In all the mature hospitals, right?
Yes, that is the target.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vidisha from PR Kothari & Sons. Please go ahead. Ms. Shah, you may proceed with your question. As there is no response from the current participant, we move towards the next question. The next question comes from the line of Anuj Kashyap from A3 Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I am audible.
Yes, please go ahead.
So just I wanted to know, is there any group strategy to attract the central government employees, as the central government has revised its remuneration for the insurance, health insurance for its employees?
So we do take CGHS patients in some of our hospitals depending on the occupancy levels. At this point, we are taking CGHS patients in our Repal hospital, and we are looking at extending that facility into the newly commissioned Raipur hospital.
And sir, will that be margin accretive for us?
Definitely with the welcome move of increase in tariff in the CGHS rates, it should contribute to the overall profitability of the hospital. At this point, with the volume being very low for us, it is difficult to quantify how much margin accretive it will be, but it should definitely be an improvement.
And sir, the last one, sir. Sir, like in presentation, you have mentioned the eastern region, like strategically, like Bihar, UP, and Odisha, you want to target the tier 2, tier 3 cities. So, sir, will that be organic or inorganic?
So, we have already announced the hospital in Jamshedpur, which will be commissioned in the next 1 year. Apart from that, we are looking at inorganic opportunities in these locations. However, if there was organic opportunity and the city was very attractive, we would be open to that as well.
That will be it for my best of luck for the future.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for your questions, which I hope we've suitably addressed. In case you have any further queries, please do get in touch with us. Thank you for your continued support and trust in our company's vision and capabilities. Together, we look forward to achieving new milestones and creating lasting value. Thank you and have a good day ahead.
Thank you. On behalf of GPT Healthcare Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.